Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Rat and T-Shirt on the Wolf. And I got to tell you, he's one of the nicest guys, in my opinion, in the business right now. Such a good guy. And
you just like his wife.
Yes.
Well, she is so cute. But he really is a nice guy and really a talented guy. It's a talented family. When he was here, was it a couple years ago? He was at the Joel, and you know, we were back there talking. And I asked him, I said, you know, because on a previous run, he had been out with his dad, Red Akins. And I asked him if he ever does That Ain't My Truck. And he goes, man, when I was out with Dad last year, so we do That Ain't My Truck every night.
Aww. Oh, that's cool.
And I mean, what a great thing, a father-son situation like that, to be able to go out there on stage and sing with your dad or sing with your son, you know, really what I consider sort of an iconic country song. I mean, That Ain't My Truck is, I mean, everybody knows that song. And it was a smash, and Red Akins has written many smashes. Not so much performing them, but writing them. You know, he's like songwriter of the year last year.
That's, you know, I think is so cool. Like when brothers play each other in sports, like in NFL, and LeBron James was talking about his one son's really good at basketball. And he's like, it's weird to think that I could be playing him one day.
Yeah,
I know it is. And have you seen him in action? Have you seen those films? Oh my gosh, there's videos on YouTube of this kid. He is amazing. He's gonna be just like his dad. Gonna be an incredible player.
I wish I had some sort of physical gene.
Something. That, it's like these families that have the gene, whether it's a musical gene or whether it's an athletic gene. They're just the whole family is just unstoppable.
Just talented. Just imagine having talent in
any form of talent. Hey, yesterday, I don't know, did you post the picture of the guitar you found made out of colored pencils?
Yes, that's actually up on our website. If you go to 931wolfcountry.com, this guy makes an electric guitar out of colored pencils, and it is amazing. And they do it, you know, sped up, so you can watch the whole thing, the process. But I'm always amazed people do these DIY projects.
Unreal.
And you're
it's amazing.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I wanted to make a beer cap coffee table. This was years ago. And when I lived in Greenville, South Carolina, this bar.
People, this is a typical Amy story. Yep. Go ahead.
This bar had these like murals, and they were doing albums, you know, like Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, made out of beer caps. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, I really, and I love music. So I was like, I want to do this.
So I
start collecting beer. Like, my friends are giving them to me. Hoarding.
Step one, you're collecting the caps. You're off to a start. You know you have to do that. Yeah.
Right. Like, such high hopes. And look, I'm like, I don't know how to do this. Like, I don't even know where to start. And you see pictures where, like, it's a giant picture made out of a bunch of little pictures. And it's like, I'm like, what? How am I even going to organize these beer caps? This is never going to happen. And so I made a few magnets and threw the rest out.
So you threw out all your bottle caps.
Wow.
But I'm like, you start these DIY projects with the best intentions, because the end product, if you really put in the time and the work and the effort, it's amazing, you know, what you can do. But man, I was like, I don't want to do that.
When Kelsey and I moved into our apartments, we made a coffee table and two end tables. We made it. We went and got the lumber, made it, painted it, stained it, all that stuff. Let me just go ahead and tell you right now, that is so exhausting.
Well, and also, how much did you spend?
I don't remember, but it worked out to be about the same. It's just the fact that labor. Well, I hate work.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that by the time you get all this stuff that you need to make these things,
and then you're like, oh,
and then you got to actually put it together. And you're like, I could have just bought this already. Like people who go to paint nights, or you make this dopey painting for $40. Like, go to Bed Bath & Beyond and pick one up for $15. Why are you doing this?
Words of wisdom from Amy.
Yeah.
Dopey painting.
So are you working on a project right now? Are you a DIYer?
Yeah, you can comment. It's up on our Facebook page. Shout out to Lucy Treadwell, who she said right now, she's, my DIY project is to get up and get dressed.
Hey.
Nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.